بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم. We start with the praise of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. When we say praise Allah, it doesn't mean wait for later, we do it now. And we thank Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Alhamdulillah. And all thanks is to you. Glory belongs to you. Every rakat of salah that we read, we have to read Surah Fatiha. And Surah Fatiha, the command of Allah, every rakat of salah, you have to read Surah Fatiha. In Surah Fatiha, we find the opening verse, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. What do we learn from this? When we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we understand that Allah loves to be praised. Allah loves praises, as much as we like to be praised also, as women and masturat. Allah Ta'ala cautions us, praise is only for me. And if you want praise, do everything for me. Do everything with the love of Allah, for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah will give you Rabbana Atina fi dunya hasana. O Allah, grant us Rabbana, O Rabb, Atina, grant us fi dunya this holy life hasana. Hasana, goodness. Ulama have many tafsir, interpretations of hasana. Among them, Tana'ul Khalq. Only one, the praise of Allah, because I feel I have some talent, because I'm good in something. Where Allah says, praise belongs to me, doesn't belong to you. Even if people praise you, inevitably, that praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah gave you that sifat. Allah Ta'ala gave you the attribute. Allah Ta'ala gave you the talent. So we don't take the praise for ourselves. Praise is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves to be praised. That is why in every rakat of salah, we have to start with Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to move the praise away from myself. But the salah will become a real salah. The salah will become a real salah when you make the effort of namaz. When you learn our salah, when you learn how to worship Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, with what frame of mind, what spirit, what we call the jan of the amal. That in our amal it must be jan, there must be life. Right now we're doing so many amal, wazaif we are reading, Quran Sharif we are reading, tarbiyat of our children we are doing. But everything is causing anxiety, stress, pressure, tired. All the time we are tired. Whether the maid is coming, domestic not coming, it will be a cloudy day. And then we can't hang the clothes, it won't get dry, the ironing won't get done. So much of stress, we're thinking 10 steps ahead, 10 days ahead, what's going to happen next week? We've got a da'wah next week, already we're getting stressed out. When we went, Allah Ta'ala accepted us to go in the path of Allah, went to New Zealand. And there in New Zealand, to hire domestics is not so cheap. Went to a person's house, four sons. It was Yom Al-Jumu'ah, so he took us home to have a bath. When we went there, very, very palatial home. And the night before also he took us home for meals after Taraweeh. So he phones the wife and he says, you got anything in the fridge? She says, I got some spring rolls, etc. South Africans, so we thought we'll go there, we'll have a nice meal. When he went into, he said, come into the kitchen, sit down. He sat down, nothing is happening. Then he called his sons, start preparing everything. Multi-millionaire. Sons made all, they fried everything and they said the dasturkhan, the table, and the feathers. Next morning we went there also, we see in the garage, four piles of clothing. Then we see that the boys eyeing the clothing for what they're wearing today. What is the way today? If you got a kurta, one pants, irons it now, puts it on. Live for the day. And they're happy. Bathroom toilet also, we had a bath over there. And then there also there was a mop and there was a cloth. After you finish bath, you must mop and you must wipe. Cleaned up. No domestic. And life is carrying on. They're absolutely happy. Living for the day. So all these things we are doing, there's no jaan, there's no life in it. You don't even know why we're doing it also. So much tarteeb we are having in our life. So much of, we say must have tarteeb. But our tarteeb has become so tight right now. Like how they say, tie your camel. Tie your camel. Our camel, we already throttled the camel. We tied it so tight right now. You know, must tie your camel, make sure children must get a degree, they must work, they must do this, they must read namaz also, must read Quran also. They mustn't cause a stress. When there is jhan and there is life in the amal, I'm doing it for Allah. Ya Allah, if you're happy, if Allah becomes happy, Allah won't give us stress. Allah hasn't made deen. Allah Ta'ala says in Quran also that Allah Ta'ala doesn't want to give you haraj. Amma ja'ala alaykum bid-deen min haraj. Allah hasn't given you haraj and difficulty in deen. Inna deen yusrun, deen Islam is very easy. Yuridu Allah bikum al yusr, wa la yuridu bikum al usr. Understand? Allah makes worldly life a life of test, but Allah Ta'ala made life easy also. Wa la yuridu bikum al usr. Allah hasn't intended that Allah Ta'ala make your life difficult for you. But how come our life has become so difficult? Everything now we're just chasing. We're just not happy. We're not contented. We have to bring life into our a'mal. We're reading salah, but where is the mind? Someday we're reading Quran Sharif also. Our Hazrat Wala, our Honorable Shaykh Hazrat Mu'abdul Hamid Sahib, who says sometimes the women are reading Quran Sharif. As they're reading, then all of a sudden she shouts, the kettle is on. The stove is off. It's still bad news. You're minding your Quran in the stove, in the kettle, in the fridge, in the freezer. He says, you're reading Quran, you're talking to Allah now. You're talking to Allah, sometimes you're talking to the husband, and now he sees a message, how upset we get. I'm talking to you, looking at your phone. Allah is talking to you, and my mind now is in the kettle, and then it's on the stove, and it's here, and it's there. Yes, prepare everybody nicely. Protect my Quran Sharif, and I'm talking to my Allah. Have jan and life in our a'mal. We have to bring life in our a'mal, or life will just become dead. There's no feeling between husband and wife also, no jan. We want jan. Jan means life. We want life in our homes, muhabbat between spouses, with the children, respect, muhabbat. Life is to come into my salah. I have to learn how to perform my namaz correctly. As you mentioned, all our muzakaras also, alhamdulillah, when it comes to the husbands, the amount they are spending on the families and then the wife, whatever we want, alhamdulillah, is blessing us. Whether we're a personal trainer, personal this and personal that. So we're telling the brothers, have a personal mu'allima, personal apa also. Come home, we have the family ladies. Please come once a week and teach our ladies, make mudakara. Remember, when it comes to wuzu, ghusl, salah, is that a once-off thing? Is that a once-off thing? The trainer will tell you how to train, but you still want to come every week. I know what to do, but you must still come. You say, well, I'll give you the exercises or how you must do it, but no, you must still come. So Salah and Quran is something which is ongoing. It's not just once off, now the Abba came, is over and we learnt it. No more. So ongoing thing. Ourselves as men also, we're reading Salah in the masjid. We don't realize sometimes your feet supposed to be facing the Qibla and one foot is going some other direction. How you tie your hands, we got it right, then we got lazy after that. Now we became complacent. Now tying the hands, that was incorrect. Then again muzakara will be made. Where to place your eyes in salah, at the place of sajda. When you go into ruku, to place your eyes upon your feet. When you go into sajda, then to place your eyes now on your nose. When you go into qala position, then to look at your lap. When you're making salam, to turn the head completely. That you're making salam to the malaika. Sometimes we forget. So you have to do muzakara all the time, remind ourselves. So we ask ourselves at Mustarat, when was the last time I really went and learned about my namaz? Ask somebody to check my namaz is correct. My namaz is correct, alhamdulillah, then my salah will become correct. Then we will see the jan and the life in my own home also. So my salah is connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. My Quran tilawat is also connected. My dhikrullah also, how to make the dhikr of Allah. Then also we have to learn. Now we worried about the children. We're so worried, we got anxiety, we got stress, we got pressure that my son, my daughter, speech is not right. Get a speech therapist, audiologist, take them here, take them there. They must speak properly, they must understand correctly. But my Quran tilawat, whether I'm saying the qaf correctly, kaf correctly, but if my son will say one, two, or three, you see, you can't speak like that. But I read Alhamdulillah, Rabb. They say, no, the Quran is alright, Alhamdulillah. Is that right? I'm not getting the correct effect. My Quran is not right, then my speech won't be right also. I won't have to speak to my husband properly. And for me as a Mustarat to make my Jannah is very easy. Nabi alayhi salatu salam made it for the ladies to make the jannat very easy. Keep the husband happy within the confines of Sharia. Husband is happy. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, you got your jannat. And then you want your offshore investment? We have our children. Make them hafiz, make them alim, send them out in the path of Allah. Here too, we've got anxiety. What they going to do? Daughters also. You ask many a parents, you're sending your daughter to school, grade 7, grade 8, that by when, what's your long-term plan for your children? What's the answer? We'll see. No plan. No plan for the children. This is why it's so important as couples, as parents, as husband and wife. Tonight, sit down with our husbands and ask the husband, what is your niyat of life? Oh my husband, what is the intention of your life? Where are you taking us? Which way? Then ask, the husband ask the wife also, have we made our intention of life? If we haven't made a niyat, then we're just wandering around. We got no maqsad, no purpose. We're just moving day to day. And we have no thought of qadar also, which is a reality. And when you speak about maut, we say you don't speak about maut. We become so afraid and so scared, as if now you're going to speak about maut, he's going to pitch up now. He'll come on his time. But we have to speak about the reality of maut. My qabr is there. My qabr is there. And every day the qabr is calling out. When are you coming? When are you coming? The spot already reserved. Whether there are snakes in there, scorpions in there. Now Allah Pak has spoiled us so much in our worldly life. We know in our bedrooms one mosquito. One mosquito takes our entire night's sleep away. Tell the husband that one mosquito is finishing me now. Bring the spray, bring this, do that. Mosquito repellent, oh, the fly in the kitchen. I can't work in this kitchen anymore, so many flies over here. Phone doesn't come, now please sort it out. And is it a cockroach? Ya Allah. Now, we vacate the house, evacuation. Assembly point, there's something in the house, husband must come. We told you, pest control, when you're calling them, when you're calling. What about the pest control for my qabr? To get all the insects out from there. My husband, what you did for me? You didn't teach me deen. You didn't even encourage me also. And in the qabr, there's worms, there's insects, there's scorpions, there's snakes waiting. Allah Ta'ala protect us. It's a reality, it's not a fallacy, it's not a joke, it's not a fairy tale. The qabr is real. So in that way, if I understand, I have to go there alone. Husband is not going to come. Here I'm afraid, husband is going somewhere, going in the path of Allah, Ishtima is coming to your castle, he say, I'm going. What do you say? You can't go. Why you can't go? Alarm not working, how are you going to go? Alarm is faulty, how long telling you sort the alarm out? So, it's your fault, you can't go. Oh, the gate is broken, oh, this is happening. Oh, you didn't fix the motor, oh, something happened. Window can't close, you can't go anywhere. The husband will sort it out. He says, everything is sorted out. But arm response, alarm is working, security guard is there, everything is there. He gave us all the comforts of dunya, and alhamdulillah, plush home, plush carpets, beautiful bed, decor, everything. Oh, my husband, did he design my qabr for me? Let's do something for our qabr now. Let's make some amal, let's move in the path of Allah, let us put our children in that direction. This is what we should be asking our husbands right now. How much have you done for my akhirat? You gave me dunya, I'm very comfortable, alhamdulillah, I don't need anything more. But my qabr now, they are all the snakes and all the scorpions, the pest control, are you going to do it for me? Teach me my deen now. Teach me deen. Now, unfortunately, ourselves also, back in Durban, around here, I don't know, Sunday we're taking a drive. Where will you go to for a drive? For more, we go a drive for a more upper class area. Let's go see the houses there. Let's go to some farm estates and see how they're living it up. Say, oh, see the design. See the, look at the lawn, how it is. Look at the flowers they have. I wonder where they got it from. Take one, two pictures, you work for it in the nursery. That's our Sunday drive. How to upgrade. Hadith Sharif says, don't look at those above you in dunya. Look those that are above you in deen and aspire. When it comes to dunya, look at those below you. Otherwise, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that more likely you never thank Allah. You never make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and you become blind from akhirat and qabr. Because your mind is so full now, you just see catalogs all the time. What's the next thing? What's the next thing? And we're just upgrading, looking online, YouTube, what's the latest? Now, designers will tell you, kitchen now, touchless kitchen, touchless. Just pass the hand and no fingerprints anymore now. ಇಂಗ್ಲೀಷ್ ಓಪನ್ ಆಟೋಮ್ಯಾಟಿಕ್ಲಿ ಅಲ್ಲ ಅದರ ಕಿವಸ ಜನ್ನತ್ತಿಗೆ ತೋರಿಸೋ ಆಟೋಮ್ಯಾಟಿಕ್ಲಿ ಎಲ್ಲ ಎಂಟೈದು ಜನ್ಮ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಯು ಎಂಟರ್ ಪದ್ಕುಲಿ ಫಿ ಇಬಾದಿ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಪದ್ಕುಲಿ ಜನ್ಮತಿ Allah will announce by the malaika that first you enter in the gathering of my ibadi, my slaves and my friends. Now in my worldly life, if I came for the ta'aleem, just not to meet and sit and read, with jan, I came for ta'aleem and I came with qurbani, I came with niyat to get life into my ta'aleem. When you're sitting there, tashahud, no tasbihat, ta'aleem, they don't tasbihat. In bayan is on, there's no tasbihat. Now the words of Allah, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam are being read or being explained. Now the time for tasbih, this time for tasbihat, this time for Quran tilawat, this time for everything. When it comes to the halqa of ta'aleem, no tasbihat, no durud sharif. Now listening carefully. You see, when ta'aleem is taking place as if you are sitting directly in the halqa, in the majlis of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and as if right now he is speaking to me. Because we are quoting his words. So how we give full attention to the ta'aleem? Looking at the speaker, there's nur coming out from the person who's reading the kitab. Ya Allah, the nur of the effect of those words was coming to my heart. Not just I went for the ta'aleem. I have to go there to get something. The jan and the life of it has to come into my heart. That now I want to do this amal. I want to do it. Qurbani is coming now. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. If we look at the life of Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ibrahim and Ismail alayhim salatu was salam, what life of iman they had in them. So many years he made dua, ya Allah, give me a son, give me a child, over 80, 90 years old. Finally, Allah Ta'ala blesses him with Ismail alayhi salatu was salam. How many years? What muhabbat, the love for the child. But then Allah gives the order, the command that leave them now in a valley with no cultivation, no water, nothing whatsoever. No water, no lights. And you carry on moving in the path of Allah. And his wife, Hajar, young woman, comes running behind him. Ibrahim, where are you going? Young wife, a suckling child also. But there was life in iman. He gave the qurbani. Then she asked him finally, is this the command of Allah? Yes, it is the command of Allah. Look at her reply. This qurbani season is for us to understand how to bring life into my amal, into my life also, into my heart. Where there's life of iman in me. Not just materialism. Materialism will kill the heart. I want, I need, we need to go. We need this, we need that. Yes, we have our basic needs, but now our needs are going beyond needs also. Way beyond. Allah has given us so much right now. Now it's time for us to connect to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Connect our hearts to Allah. How I know I'm connected? When I'm cooking, when I'm busy with the children, how much do I think about Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? Yeah, these children don't belong to me. It's only an amanat. Only an amanat. Then sometimes we get upset with the children, tell them, tomorrow mommy is okay, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? If that is the children now, emotional blackmail. Tomorrow I'm not, you're not God, you're not Khuda. Yeah, it's amanat, I've got to take care of them. Put the life of iman in their hearts. You must remember me as an affectionate mother with muhabbat and love. These are all amanat to me. Because our standards have gone so high, we want them to be super performers. So we get the anxiety, And remember, now the mothers are so anxious about the children. Every step of the child now is recorded. They got special books, milestones, whatever it is. First step he took, the first fall he had, and then the first letter, the first thing he said, all this now, which date, what time, where it was, all this is taking a record of. And then they check online, by 3 years now, what am I start teaching him? By 4 years, by 5 years. And now we're getting stressed out, he's already five. And now the woman will speak, he's 5 years old, he still can't, he doesn't know his letters yet, he doesn't know 1, 2, 3, 4, he doesn't know the colors as yet. So much anxiety. Which kitab said that by 5 years old the child must know all of that? No kitab said it. And the reality of dunya is that child, when he or she grows up, or when he grows up, the love of dunya is natural in the heart. He is going to learn to count money. Colors he is going to learn also. Reading what they, our Honorable Sheikh Abdul Hamid Sahib, went to Zambia. Beautiful masajid over there. So they told Maulana, the builder, construction company, the owner of it, is illiterate. Doesn't know how to write. How he built all of this then? Allah is fighting. When they went with the construction site of the Masjid Manas, he said, what a beautiful masjid. And the same person who was talking to him, the owner of the company, illiterate, never learned to read and write. There was an invoice for him to sign to release the funds, whatever it was. So they brought the invoice with a thumb pad, ink pad. So he put his thumb in there and he put his fingerprint on the invoice. Mawlana asked, why are you signing? He said, I don't know how to sign my signature. I don't know how to sign. Allah blessed him, multi-millionaire. So children Allah Ta'ala will teach them dunya. But they were getting anxiety, anxious. Quran Sharif, that child will not learn on his own. For that Allah says, وَجَاهِدُوا. For that there is mujahada. For that there is an effort behind the Quran Tilawah, behind the surahs, behind my child's salah, behind his Quran, behind learning the name of Allah, there is a whole effort behind it. There is effort to be made. But now we've taken the time from his Quran and from the salah, we're putting it now in things that will not benefit them in dunya and akhirat also. But we have this anxiety. Because there is no life in our iman. There is no life in our a'mal. Qurbani time comes also, now we're making Qurbani. Whether the life is there and how now is unfortunately we've killed the spirit of Qurbani. The jan of Qurbani, we killed it also. We tell the menfolk, you're going to Qurbani, please don't bring the meat home, we can't take the smell. Inna lillahi. We don't want to dirty our tops also. You'll make the Qurbani, load it in the van and we'll distribute it. One brother told me, Mr. Mufti sahab, our women folk at home also, Qurbani day, they say, please cut the animal far. We can't see the blood, number one. We can't take the smell also. And then we'll distribute all the meat same time. We don't want anything at home. So I said, what do you have for Qurbani supper? He said, we have prawns. I said, inna lillahi. Qurbani day, you're having prawns. You should be having Qurbani ghost and Qurbani meat, barakat in there. But to the extent like this now, they don't bring it at home. We can't miss our hands. We don't like the smell. Because there's no life in our iman. So we kill the spirit of Qurbani. Or we tell the husband, see my Qurbani, they send it overseas. If they need meat now in Malawi, they need meat over there. If that is the case, they need meat. Then we'll send every month some meat for them. Not once in a year. Do it every month then. If you so got so much compassion for the people in those countries, then do it every month. So to bring life in our a'mal, when you sit in the halqa of the alim, then you sit with adab and respect, tashahud as much as we can. And listen attentively to the halqa of the alim, to the hadith being read out, with the sifat of mujahada, with the quality of qurbani, not looking around. This you go in the path of Allah, mashayikh teach us. That we don't look around who's coming late, who's going. We sit with complete khushu and khudu, humility, humbleness, concentration, listening carefully and making dua in the heart. Ya Allah, give me tawfiq, give me the understanding. Give me the ability to make amal upon it. So when I read my salah, I say, Allahu Akbar. How to keep my concentration? The men are always asking. For the ladies also, how to keep concentration? What do I think about Allah in salah? This simple thing our Shaykh teaches us. When we say, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. Ask ourselves this one question. Ya Allah, how great are you? And then let the mind run in the whole namaz. Allah is greater than my kitchen, greater than my house, greater than the car, greater than the building, greater than the skies, the earth, the mountains, the dam. Ya Allah, you're so great. One piece of land, Ya Allah, you made such we can plant. Other piece of ground, we can put a dam there, we can keep water over there. Each ground is different, Allah Ta'ala has made. Here we can build. One piece of ground, we can mine this gold over there. You don't do plantation over there. Ya Allah, how you made all of this? Allah's Qudrat, look at our children. Ya Allah, how great are you? How you made this child? Our grandchildren, our Hazrat says, look at the cheeks, rosy cheeks, the soft lips. Ya Allah, how you made this child? I can eat this child up. Ya Allah, how beautiful are you? How great are you? Then the life and the love of Allah will come in the heart. Then my salah will become a real salah. So Allah lifts me up and down, up, finish, and the fighting starts again. What you doing? Why didn't you finish your homework as yet? Where was my mind in salah? In the homework? In the kitchen? In the pot? Husband didn't come as yet? Where sahaba radiallahu anhu, what their namaz was. From the salah, they put everything right. If me as a minister of the home, if my salah is correct, my Quran tilawat also, yes, our ulama say we have children, then our nafil ibadat is taking care of our children. But if my namaz is correct, How the salah become correct? Sitting the halqa of the hadith. Khushu and khudu, making wuzu also correctly. But all the du'as, etc. To read the du'as. Now these Hazrat says you put the du'as on the wall. Like as if the wall is going to read it. But nobody reads it. You put it by the front door. What a beautiful frame you got there. But when was the last time you read du'a? We're drinking water. How much of water we're not drinking nowadays? We've got filters upon filters. We've got big jojo tanks we're carrying around everywhere also. Must drink water. In the car we got, in the dukan we got, in the house we got, drink water. Alhamdulillah, Hazrat says, so much of water we're drinking nowadays, if only we read the dua of drinking water after every time we drink, just on drinking water will become the wali of Allah. So much dua you're going to be making every time. And how you make dua? Well, if you remember to read the dua, it means you're conscious of Allah. And drinking so much of water, it means so many times you drank and so many times you were conscious of Allah, means you're a wali of Allah. So we learn the dua, but when we read it last. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي سَقَانِي عَذْبًا فَرَاتًا بِرَحْمَتِهِ وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْهُ مِلْحًا وَجَاجًا بِذُنُوبِنَا. You see, well, that's such a long dua. It's shorter than your recipe. Then we don't forget. Anybody asks a recipe, it's all in my head. I can send it to you. But dua, no shock, no desire. So these du'as we have, teach our children, make them read these du'as also. Then life will come in the home. Then muhabbat will come in the home. If our time is not used in the sunnats, and if our time is not used for the correct things, there's no vacuum in a lady's life. There's no vacuum. That is empty space. Something will fill that time up. Is not in the fara'is, not in the nawafil, not in the sunnats, they will go in the makruhat. They will go in the haram. They will go in the grey areas. Then the family will go in the same direction also. What will stop it is my salah. If my salah is correct, I learned how to perform salah. This muzakarah we are making with the men all the time. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said in a hadith more or less, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. They perform salah as you see me performing salah. Now we cannot see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But he gave the hukam an instruction. Do as I tell you and do as I did. We know when it comes to cooking also, so delicate that we have to see mother-in-law, mother, how they're cooking, how many tomatoes to put in there, and how much chilies to put in there. Oh, it'd be a disaster after that. Alright, and how to say, Hazrat says now, the woman folk, imagine now you tell the men to make a pot of biryani. He doesn't know how to cook. He just knows in a pot of biryani, there's some white rice, there's some masoor, there's some aloo, some ghost. He said, I'll make a pot of biryani. But he never learnt. He said, what a disaster. He'll take four pots. One pot he'll put the white rice. One pot he'll put the masoor. One pot he'll put the meat. And one pot he'll put the aloo. They cook all, then bring the fifth pot. He dump everything in the biryani. He said, what do you call this biryani? You don't make biryani like this. You got to set it layer by layer, put the foil on top. Put it on slow, put it in the oven, then put the zafran on certain time, etc. And then must give the fragrance off. The men come from Jumu'ah Salah, they can smell it outside. Hey, today is biryani. In the same way we read our Salah, the fragrance of it will go in the house. The real namaz we are taking place in this home. That even the man comes now, he'll smell it from outside. Then the house got sukoon, this ipina, this chin. Even though his habits may be bad, but when he comes into the home, I mean such environment over here that will make my husband also, or they say, it'll make him naram in my hands. He becomes soft in my hands. Not that I'm looking at my Quran Sharif so serious when he walks into, I give him daggers. Well, you're reading Quran Sharif, Quran is saying, be soft, be nice, be soft with him. Even though whatever he is, we adopt the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, zawj mutaharat. What akhlaq they have with Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. My Quran Sharif I'm reading with muhabbat and piyar. And make the niyat, Ya Allah, the Quran, tilawat, the salah, make my complete islah also. Then there's life in my namaz. Then my little 2-year-old will come and join me in namaz also. My grandchild will come and join me in salah also. And see the child performing, making ruku, making sajda with anami and dadi. How happy Allah Ta'ala will become. But the child sees it happens up and down. Asar namaz reading late. 10 minutes of maghrib now he's rushing for. It's makruh time. Makruh time while we're busy in the kitchen, busy on the internet. Oh, I've got this to see, I've got that to see. And then I smell, I want to perform my asr namaz. Last meal, but Allah is giving top charm, top food, alhamdulillah. But I'm just throwing out Allah Ta'ala. And Hadith Sharif says that person who performs salah like that, then the salah just rises above the head, turns into a dirty rag, and thrown back into our faces. And the salah curses us. Dayya'aka Allah, may Allah destroy you as you destroyed me. Now, how is barakat in the home? When the salah is cursing me also, salah is cursing me, I haven't performed salah properly, a wrong time. But when it comes to eating time, we make alarm in the house. Food is ready. You don't come now, kitchen is closed. Don't come after Isha, don't even open the fridge also. Alarm is made. This is now military camp, be careful. Like one alim says also, that sometimes we have the, you shouldn't have on the door, on the bedroom door, they have no entry sign. The trespassers will be shot on sight. You can't enter the room and knock the door. One father says, I put the door, I'll take off the door. He took off the door also. He said, don't tell me I must knock on the door. Yes, when it comes to girls, etc., then we have to be careful. But we're so particular when it comes to these things over here. But my salah, Asr is late. Isha late at night, we finish off. Clean the kitchen first, do this, do that, everything. The last minute, now we're tired now. And what most of the time the young girls will say, now I'm going to have a bath first. I'm not clean yet. Not now, but you clean. Read your namaz now. And for women, for masturat, awwal time. Awwal time is the best time. Awwal time is the best time. As the namaz time comes in, already they must start their namaz. Not after the husband comes back from Salatul Isha. Now he's coming home. Now Appa, now she's going to make her wuzu. And now come onto the musalla. And now she's taking so long. Then I got my green kitab to read. So many wazifas I got. Then we've got to do it before the man comes home. Now we're dealing all these ma'amulat and a'mal. There's no life in it. Yes, once in a while, some mehman came, we were a bit tired, had a long day. But it comes a daily routine. When my salah is always delayed. Then remember, if we delay answering the call of Allah, Allah will delay our happiness also. Allah will delay our happiness also. You want happiness in your life, you want sukoon in your life, you want your husband to treat you nicely, then you make me happy first. Make Allah happy. How Allah wants it right now, let me do it for Allah like that. Put my heart into it, in the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and say Allah will turn hearts around. Allah will turn hearts around. I was just explaining recently, when it comes to istighfar, we say, Astaghfirullah, Nastaghfirullah. Our solution is only in deen. Everything is in deen. Somebody came to an alim, said, Hazrat, give me wazifa, I can't have children. Make istighfar. Somebody came, business is not opening up, Hazrat. Make istighfar. Someone came, there's the problems in the house. Make istighfar. Students were there, Hazrat. That person came. No children, that person came, in death, that person came, no happiness, depression, istighfar, all you give istighfar. Like he said, the doctor, everybody came, he gave panado. One person he gave him white color panado, other one generic, he gave him purple color, other one green, all panado. They say, Quran says, Istaghfiru Rabbakum. Then Allah says, Yursili Sama Alaikum Idara, wa Yiditkum Biawari wa Baneen. Allah will give you wealth, Allah will give you children, Allah will give you barakah. All through istighfar. But if you don't know our deen, even ulama also, somebody will come and say, Malala, you can't have children. What's the problem? He said, I go to this guy, you go to this one, that one. He'll never say, make istighfar. Even he doesn't realize also the solution is in deen. Malala, the business is not opening up, Rosie is difficult. He says, right, you got some contacts, try this, try that. When we go to phone calls, nobody will say, make istighfar. Make istighfar, Allah will turn hearts around. The same way in our homes also, the solution. Nowadays we have so much of yaqeen. Yes, on its place, we're not negating it. But so much of yaqeen, conviction we have to go psychologist, we have to go psychiatrist, we have to go here, we have to go there. Nobody is saying, make istighfar. Read Durood Sharif 500 times. 1,000 times, 100,000 times, read it. Our solution is in that. Short-term solution, makhluk, going to makhluk to sort out problems. How is that going to be sorted out? The makhluk creation has to go to the khaliq, the one that sent the problem. And simple, we got our salah. Get our salah correct. As I mentioned, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, perform salah as you see me performing salah. Now we can't see Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. So what the hadith Shafi means is telling you that how I perform salah, you must perform salah in the same way. How do I do it? Therefore, ulama say, you're going to find an aba or mu'allima, an ustaz, teach my husband, who himself learned salah not from kitabs. He learned salah, she learned namaz from her apa, from her mu'allima, and she learned from hers above. Oh, my husband is an alim of deen. He checked the namaz, the taharat, the ghusl, and everything else, the wudu. Now she learned it. It has to be learned from someone who learned from someone that learned right up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now I learned my salah, I got a chain of asatiza and mashayikh or apas that learned the salah, and it goes right up to Nabi alayhi salatu salam, as if I'm seeing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing namaz on top of me. Now I perform my namaz. Now what is salah, and the Quran tilawat is correct also. Quran has to be perfected. I can't read Quran my own way. As I mentioned, our children don't speak properly, we're worried now. We do some procedure, some operation, take to speech therapy. All these things we'll do. But my own Quran tilawat is correct. I've taken our time. You got 4 or 5 ladies in the family, call an apa home, who will go there, check one hour a week. We can do it every day, alhamdulillah. Give my Quran tilawat correct. Give my tasbihat correct. Tasbihat fatimi, subhanallah. What a powerful wazifa Allah Pak has given us. After every namaz, it's sunnah to read 33 times subhanallah, 33 times alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. Haji Farooq Sahib rahimahullah explained that sometimes women have an eye for nice gardens. They want this type of rose, the flower, the plant, whatever it may be. Went to a foreign country, we saw in Turkey something, we saw Malaysia something. Tell the husband, can't we get this in our garden also? We just bring it up, the landscape. So, okay, make a plan. Find out, can't we take this back home? Find out, no, you need a license, you got a packet like this. This is loaded in the plane, etc., etc. Wife says, I want it. Husband says, okay, I'll make a plan. Get the licensing done, import, export, get it packed, send it properly, come here. Now the wife will come in the garden. I call the garden boy. Call the husband also. Right? They say, see what they say on the internet now. This type of plant, not too much of light, not too much of shade also, not too much of water also. Just put it here, in between the garden. Perfect spot. Only thing I've got to be careful, the children don't run over it. God doesn't knock it also. But whether we'll see the fruits of it, we don't know. Alright? But we'll do it. So much of intizam and preparation, just for one tree, one plant, one flower, and I'll be short also. Don't go near it. Be careful. There's just one plant. Whether we see the fruits, we don't know. But it is subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. One subhanallah. How do you say subhanallah? When I'm reading my tasbih, Fatimi, we say, subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. Then we throw it at Allah, but Allah, just take it, just accept it. But my food, I eat nicely. How I prepare the food, how I put the table, how I lay the dasturkhan, how I put the spoon in the platter, that angle, dhania on top of it, even the punch also I'm making. It's full of flavor, but no, put some mint, and then put one lemon inside over there, just for the style, whatever it is, all that, we do it. But how I read my tasbih, quickly, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Allah, 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 finished. Hardly in dua also, yeah. No life in my amal. I can't connect to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We should say our tasbihat with love. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Ya Allah, you are pure, you are free from all defects. When I say subhanallah, Allah will make me free of defects also. Allah will not become more pure. Allah will purify me. I say alhamdulillah with the bidha, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Ya Allah, all praises to you. Allah will make the makhluk in creation praise you. Because I'm praising my Allah. Allahu Akbar. Ya Allah, you are greatest. Allah will make you great in the eyes of the people. My husband's eyes, in my children's eyes, in my in-law's eyes. When I'm connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, I'm taking the name of Allah as I should be taking it. One subhanallah, a person says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, gharsun fil jannah. Allah will give that person a tree in jannah. Here we planted one tree. We don't know if they will see the fruits. We take care of it. In the morning we'll go walk around the tree, the plants, we'll speak to it, we'll water it also. We'll take picture, upload it, see it's growing. And we're so proud about it. And then with all the likes and the thumbs up, now I'm getting famous right now. Now people seeing, what a garden I have. What a garden I have. What about my garden of Jannat? What about the Bitcoin in my qabr? Whether did I hold my hand with hand and tell him, did you do up my qabr yet? Did you put the lighting in there? Did you already sort out my bedding and my curtain? Did in dunya already, alhamdulillah. What about my qabr? Teach me my deen. Take me out in the path of Allah. We keep Rosa Monday and Thursday, read our Quran together as a family, make dhikr together. Let's go for majalis, let's go for programs. I'm your partner in deen, let's move together. Not that we go to some other area to see the houses how they are. Let's go together. But I need to do already the dhikr of my qabr. Here we got the interior decorator, alhamdulillah. Allah give more barakat. What about the interior decoration of my qabr right now? I don't want to go there, there's no lights. Then I'm going to shout, my husband, what you did to me? What you did? There's nothing over here. There's no bedding. There's no pillow here also. There's no lighting. It's so small this place. In the dunya, what a big room you gave me. We never bothered about my qabr also. We can shout the entire night, Allah save us. He'll be having a sweet sleep at home. Mrs. is gone now. Inna lillahi. I'm alone and she's alone in the qabr. And we can shout. Sometimes the child is gone. Child is saying, Baba didn't do anything for me. Look at it. This qabr is empty. He did my bathroom, he did the kitchen, he did this, he did. Qabr, he did nothing for me. It's a reality. One subhanallah, one tree in Jannah. The tree is so big, it'll take a fast horse rider more than 100 years, it will not cover the shade of one branch. Such a big tree. Now we say it, we don't think much. But when you go picnic, when you go botanical gardens, nice trees over there. Allah says, I'll give you in Jannah. Little qurbani over here. Do a public area, expose yourself. The Allah will give you the water sports and your dam and your play and your private yacht and everything. Little qurbani over here. Bring amal in your life, bring light in your amal. With quality, do your amal properly. One subhanallah, and we know in dunya when you plant trees also. You can't plant the tree 1 centimeter apart. We know the trees will grow so big, so leave 2 meters, leave 3 meters. Imagine the trees in Jannah. If that one branch is so long, and I'm reading every day after 5 times salah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, 33, 33, 34, after Zuhar, after Asr, after Maghrib, after Isha, then before I sleep also, this wazifa was given by who? When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was a Fatima radiallahu anha, when she wanted a domestic. Now which husband will tell the wife, you want a domestic, it must be a Fatimi. What she will say? That's our mindset of what? Why there's no life in my iman? There's no life in my iman. They tell him, you read it. I need a domestic. But we have to try it. Have yaqeen in it. We're not saying don't have them, but we have yaqeen in amal. But we've gone so far, there's no life in it. How we read this bihat. So imagine we're reading it 6 times a day. More than 100 times subhanallah. More than 100 times alhamdulillah. More than 100 times Allahu Akbar. When Allah will do your plantations and your orchard in Jannat, because those trees are so big, Allah will have to spread them apart. Maybe kilometers apart. What it means effectively, every day, I am increasing my plot in Jannat by so many trees. Hundreds of trees every day. Who is on a bigger house? Bigger plot. It's never good enough. It's never as I wanted. Allah said, I'll design it for you. How you want your garden in Jannah? You read it as being a Fatimi. Then you say, I will plant your trees for you. What a big plot you'll have. Call your family, children, grandchildren. Have your picnics. Enjoy dam, water, private. Whatever you want, you got in Jannah. Little bit sabar in qurbani in dunya. Dunya is just a little window shopping for Jannah only, but we will love this window so much, we want to sit over here. So how to bring this amal into our lives? To get this reality of deen. Ya Allah, is my salah a real salah? My wudu also a real wudu? Using miswak also? How we use the miswak? Encourage our children. Every bathroom should be miswak. Children say now, the child is a bit lucky in school. Tuition. It never came to my heart as a mother. Before the tuition, then he put miswak in his mouth. Miswak will sharpen his memory, will sharpen his eyes, will make him sharp children because of miswak. Make sure you use the miswak. But the apple boy will say, I'm going early today, I got tuition. Before the mother says, no tuition, take your miswak and go to madrasa. And see how Allah will make him so sharp. We have all these beautiful a'mal. So how is my wuzu, is it correct? My ghusl, is it correct? My salah is correct. The Quran tilawat is correct. Ta'lim in the house. This is a Muslim home. A Muslim home is where the homework is Quran, dhikr, a little bit of dunya. That is real homework. What we are doing is preparing only for our dunya, and akhirat, the cover is empty right now. We have to turn the tables around. Sit with the husband to heaven and ask him what you've done for me. One person told me recently, very wealthy, he's a diamond dealer. So he said, my anniversary is coming soon. What do you say about a modern couple? So I said, anniversary, will you take your wife out? He said, no, I must take her. Oh, yeah, I take her everywhere. So I said, what do you do on your anniversary? He said, Mubisa, my wife and I sit together on our anniversary and we see which places, which countries need boreholes. And then we do, tend this country, tend that country. That is how we shall celebrate our anniversary. We make khidmat with the makhluk of Allah. Where they need water, where they need food, where they need this. So whatever we have, instead of spending it on some takeaway, reservation table, there's a haram type of husband and wife saying also now that we need to go on a what some date night or something. Date night. Our husband told us in Azad, well, if you ask a girl for a date in Azad, we should give you kajur. Highest girls, alhamdulillah. He says, now, husband and wife too. There is no life in the muhabbat and love. Now they act like girlfriend and boyfriend. Let's go out together. Let's go out today. He says, where does this come from? Western culture is to create muhabbat, so you feel that haram type of muhabbat. Like now we are girlfriend and boyfriend. Psychologists say, no, better you start like this, start courting again. Before they know it, they'll be back in the court again. She wants half of his property, everything is my house. They said that with the tariqah, bring life in our a'mal. Bring life in my namaz, bring life in my tasbihat, in my dua. Do I have my slot every day to make dua? And also making dua, remember, our Hazrat says, don't make dua to Allah as if Allah is working for your domestic. Ya Allah this, Ya Allah that, Ya Allah give me this, my children, my husband. You say, Allah doesn't work for you. He said, learn how to make dua. So how many of us went to ask, our husband asked, ulama ikram, go to the upper, how do I make sunnah dua? How do I hold my hands? This tariqah, this way, as I mentioned, we're so particular when it comes to our kitchens also. We got our front kitchen, show kitchen, and we got the work kitchen. Show kitchen, no appliances must be on the table, what is all now ducked away. Nobody must see it. That tartib we know. Ben, you know how to make sunnah dua? No, I never learned. But you learned all these things over here? We'll learn how to make dua, so I can take from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We'll learn how to make dua, to raise my hands in line with my chest. Little bit gap in between the two palms and the palm facing towards the Qibla like a broken bowl, Ya Allah, fill my bowl up. And then praising Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala first. However, we can praise Allah. Even in English also, read Surah Ikhlas, read third kalima, read fourth kalima. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Wahdahu la sharika la. All with the praise of Allah. Then durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we ask Allah Tabaraka. Our needs, our family, the marhumeen, our parents. And ulama say one dua in the day, don't ask Allah for anything. Only thank Allah. Here in Africa, we don't have this quality of shukr. We just want more and more. Is that enough? Not enough. You never hear, for example, husband forgot to bring the milk and bread. Forgot to bring it. What will happen? Default? How you forgot it? But you never hear Masrat say, it's okay, no worry. Every day you bring it, Jazakallah. Today you forgot, no problem. Jazakallah, khair, every day you bring it, Alhamdulillah. We never heard this before. We have to learn this. Husband bringing groceries home, how many of us say to the husband, Allah Ba give you barakat. Allah give you barakat in your rosy, in your time. How you feeding us? How you take care of us? This appreciation. Allah is listening. Look at appreciation. Allah says you appreciate, Allah says I will increase it. And especially, as we say, make one dua in the day, only shukr to Allah. Thank Allah for Iman, for Islam, being Ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for Quran, for Baytullah, Madina Munawwara, Masjid Al-Aqsa, for being Muslim, for giving me children, Ya Allah. And specifically, this is where we stuck right now. If my husband is giving me a problem, in-laws giving me a problem, or children, then that will only complain. Complain, complain. Even the mentor will tell them, how's everything at home? Hey, Morana, I don't know, bone headache. My wife, I say, now make shukr for that wife. Stop the complaint, you're stuck in the complaint. Shaitan got our tongue knotted and tied just to complain about the money. So we never make shukr. It'll never get better. If I start making shukr, ya Allah, you still gave me a husband, no matter what kind he may be. Ya Allah, you gave me a wife, no matter what it may be. I'm thanking Allah for it. Allah says, I will increase it, I'll make it better for you. I won't make it better for you. My health is not good. What do you say? Can't complain, carry on, pay me. I got pains back. Make shukr. Alhamdulillah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give me so many more ni'mas than that. Ya Allah, even though my back is pain, ya Allah, I mean, shukr to you still. So many years you allowed me to use it. Make shukr for that. Allah will make it better. What happens? We get stuck now. The complaint. So we never make shukr for the challenge of our life. Whatever the challenge of my life, make shukr for that. You see, Allah Ta'ala will make it better. This will come when this life in my a'mal, life in my iman, and I'm connected to my Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That is why basically we are saying that deen, seekhne ki cheez hai. Deen is something I have to learn. I have to learn about my deen. And once I learn about deen, then everything of dunya will disappear. The way I enjoy my namaz, the way I enjoy my Quran tilawat now. Quran tilawat also just conclude, he mentioned this incident many a time, to repeat it now also. That I'm reading Quran every day. It's a cry right now. Am I reading Quran every day? Surah is reading at night, reading kitab and surah, whatever it is. But my normal Quran tilawat, we say too busy. No time. But what we don't have in the house to make us free right now? How come we're so busy? This one girl writes an article and she says, affluent family from Karachi. It is a storming day. She says, I had the latest novel in my hand, cappuccino in the other hand, cold day, plop into my bed, got cushions all around me. And the Masi is working in the house, the domestic. They in Pakistan, they were Muslim girls, working here from the time she was young. So she's sitting in one corner looking outside, that the storm is on, she can't go home right now. So she tells to me, she says, Ma, can I make wuzu please? So she says, like a thunderbolt hit my heart. She says, make wuzu for what? I'm about to start my novel, my book, my series, whatever it is. And now this girl, and sometimes we think also of the boy working outside, Malawi, in this country, don't know whether he'll make it to Jannah. We're going to Jannah. They also will be our gardener. No, it might be on our head. It might be on our head in a higher stage of Jannah. We got no guarantee right now. Because Allah Ba'a gave us dunya, we feel we've been in Jannah already. Not at all. We have to make the effort still. So she goes to make wudu. This girl says she came out from the bathroom which she washes every day, full of noor on her face. Droplets of water, we can see the taqwa in her. But this girl says, I know this Masi of ours never went to madrasa. What she's going to do? She made wudu and then she asks, Masi, can I borrow your Quran Sharif? She says, Ya Allah, my Quran. She goes to the shelf. She can't remember the last time she opened a Quran Sharif. She'll take a tissue and dust off the dust and clean it. She gives her the Quran. She says, I'm sitting on my bed looking at her from the corner of my eye. I know she can't read Quran Sharif. What she's going to do? So she takes one cushion, puts the Quran on it. And she opens the Quran upside down. So this young girl, affluent, very rich, so she gives a smirk. I knew she can't read. She just tried to show. Then this Masi young girl, for long she's staring at the page of Quran, and then she turns it around slowly. Turns it around, and she's flipping the pages. And the girl says, I got the novel in one hand, and I got my cappuccino in the other hand, and I just want to start my afternoon. But I'm captivated right now by this girl. And she turns and she opens a certain page. Then I see her lips moving. She takes her finger, kalima finger, and she begins to trace the letters. She begins to, example, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, she puts her finger the alif, and she, like a stroke down, then the la, then the ha. She says, I couldn't hold myself anymore. Then I blurted out and I asked her, can you read Quran? So when I asked her that, she choked. And she closed her eyes. And she couldn't speak, and the tears began to flow from her eyes. She said, Bolo, parasakti ho. speaking, you read Quran. The girl looked down, and the tears are flowing. She says, I can't use Quran, Sheikh. So what are you doing then? She says, every day when I leave your house at a certain time, today I can't go home. But when I leave home every day, certain time I go to my house. I make wudu, I got a Quran Sharif copy at home, I take it out. And I sit 1 hour every day. And I trace with my finger the letters of the Quran, and I say to my Allah, Ya Allah, one day you'll teach me to read Quran Sharif. One day you'll teach me. She said, I got a shock of my life. I can't remember the last time I read. I look at this girl, what love for Quran she has. Allah give us a hidayat also. In my home, I'm sitting with my Quran Sharif also. My children also, not just haphazard, with life, with love, with jam in my amal of Quran tilawat. I start my journey of Quran. If I can't get it right, get an apa, personal trainer, personal apa, can teach me a Quran Sharif. I go in the qabr, my tabarak, and all these surahs become a nur. That will be my lighting in the qabr. Here in the home, the lights go out. And that's what put the inverter. There's no lights over here. So done. Inverter done. This done. What about the inverter in my qabr? Oh my husband, the Quran is not right. My son and daughter, 10, 11 years old, he can't read Quran Sharif yet. How can they go to school still? What answer will give my Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? So all this is to get this life back into our hearts, to bring life into our a'mal, to connect to the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. All of masturat mean is good company and good amount of time in the path of Allah. We have to leave our homes a little bit, go in the path of Allah, go to the majalis, where there are venues, talim is taking place, go there, sit there with the correct intention. Husband is leaving a majlis also. So accommodation, I'm coming with you. I'm listening to the program or the live streaming, whatever it is. Now I implement it in my home. I heard what to do now. Then we see the muhabbat. Husband also come angry also. But now he's like a khanka at home. He's like a markaz at home. And how husband loves to go for majlis, how he loves to go to markaz. Now you're coming here, already you got a khanka here. I got my Quran, what zikr, children I'm making. When he comes home, his heart will turn also. Ya Allah, look at my children. Look at my wife. Look at the muhabbat they have. Look at the environment in the home. Yes, the husband also has to make the effort. The ulama say the husband can bring deen to the front door. The woman doesn't want it, it won't go in the house. She's the only one that can take the deen in the home, keep the house clean, pure from all the fitnas, all the murat, all the dolls and all the surat. If we have all these toys in the house, murat, the clothing, etc. Remember, the malaika of rahmah will not come in the house. The malaika of rahmat will not come in the house. They will only be fighting. Children will get affected. So we have to change these things. We as mothers will be very careful. Pajamas we buy also, no murat and surat, no eyes, no head. There should be no head on it. Dolls also, on all these toys, we don't need in our house. Once you bring it in the house, malaika of rahmat will come to the door, to the rooftop. They came to distribute the rahmat of Allah. They are not allowed to enter. Either because there's a dog in the house, or because there's murat surat in our phones, we've got photos, wallpaper, screensaver, we've got the children's picture over there. Every time we're going to open it, malaika is going to run away. We can't come in this house anymore. Then we see the fight will start. But we got there, on the screensaver, we got the whole family portrait. Husband is there with the two daughters and three children, etc., standing there. So much love, I've got his picture there on the phone. When I see him, I can't stand him. But I got him saved there on my phone. Child also, I got my child is this thing there, but this child is giving me problem. But so much muhabbat, I put it in the screen. We don't realize what the screen is doing. Malaika not coming in the house. So the child became a problem now. Although I got him there on the screen, saver, husband also became a problem. Why all this murat and surat? We don't need the albums. We don't need all this murat in our life. We don't need all this apps and social media. We need Quran, zikr. Once that will come, we'll find we have no feeling for these things after that. We're so happy in a pure, clean life. We don't need the selfies. Selfies means pride. Become selfless. Once a person becomes selfie, pride belongs to Allah. Allah says, anybody challenges me, pride is my covering. I will throw that person to the fire of Jahannam. Pride belongs to me. You do it for praises. Therefore, we have to clean all this thing out from our lives. Make it simple. Back to the normal how it was before, we see the muhabbat between husband and wife, parents, in-laws, children. natural Muhammad will come. Yes, we'll have our ups and downs, but very quickly Allah Ta'ala will sort it out. Allah Ta'ala give us sufidu min amal to connect to the mu'allimat. We have mu'allimat, apas, who we can connect to, azim, teachers. Send our husbands in the path of Allah. We also strive with them. Majalis are taking place. Now in August, our ijtima is coming. Ijtima is coming in August. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Husbands are going to the path of Allah genuinely, then be happy, pack his bag and send him. But yes, you tell the husbands, go back home to be a better man. Not that now this went out with friends and came back the same also. But the change has to come in them also. We educate them, we tell them also, you're coming in the path of Allah, come straight and go straight back home. Why are we making qurbani? She's waiting for you. So we also send them with du'as also. Sit there at the door, make du'a for them. Learn to have a du'a, a tongue of du'a. Make du'a for the children, make du'a for the husband. Thank them. And we say, Allah Ta'ala will change the home. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal, inshaAllah. Subhanakallah, bihamdika, inshaAllah, la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.